Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today we're conducting a survey on residents, the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Yes, sorry. Thank you. So what are the chances you will vote in the November general elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Probably will vote. 50-50, or will you not vote?
I am certain.
Certain to vote. All right. Thank you. So would you mind sharing your age?
I am 27.
27. All right. 27. Okay, cool. Thank you. So what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
I'm white.
White? All right. Thank you. So could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale of 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you're not motivated, at all to vote this year, and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote.
Well, every election, I'm always motivated to vote. I haven't missed voting in an election since I was able to, so I'd say my motivation is 10.
Motivation is 10? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, were you going to say something else?
Oh, I was just going to say that, in general, even regardless of the candidates, I don't know if this is going to be another question you ask about how enthused I am about the candidates, but I would say the enthusiasm about the candidates is lower, but my enthusiasm to vote is still the same.
All right. I mean, I'm glad you're sharing this. I like when we do surveys and people are, very opinionated and they share their, opinions. I truly love that.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, I like doing these surveys. You know, it's very helpful. And a lot of people don't do them, and that's why the polls are all over the place.
Understandable. So you're actually very right. The next few questions we have, I think it's about, maybe one short segment of questions about these. And it's about if you, I'm going to read you a list of names of some of elected officials. And after I read each one, if you could please tell me if you either approve or disapprove of their job, kind of the job they're doing right now. So the categories are do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove? And the first person is Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman.
I strongly approve.
Strongly approve. All right. Sherrod Brown as Senator.
I strongly approve.
Donald Trump as former president.
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly, all right. Joe Biden as president.
Slightly approve.
Somewhat approve, all right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. And after I read each one, if you could please tell me if you either have a very favorable impression of them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you've never heard of them, that's also a little category there. So the first one is Republicans in Congress.
Well, I have a very unfavorable view on them.
All right. Derek Marin.
He's running against Kaptur. I have a very, I'd say a slightly unfavorable view of him. I don't know much about him.
All right.
I didn't vote for him in the primary.
All right. What about Marcy Kaptur?
She's done a great job. She's been here for over 40 years, so I strongly approve.
Strongly approve. All right. First Energy.
Is there a neutral option?
I guess the neutral option would be between either somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable.
I'd say somewhat favorable. I know they've done some stuff around here that's been pretty solid, so I'd say somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. All right, thank you. What about Joe Biden?
I know I said earlier, I said, somewhat favorable. I would say the same. I'd say he's...
The same? All right.
Yeah.
Somewhat favorable. All right, thank you. What about Democrats in Congress?
I think, the Senate in particular, I don't know if you could break it down. Well, actually, I'll just say I'm very favorable. I really like what they're doing in the Senate. They can actually pass bills because they have a majority, but in the House they can't really do much. So I would say very favorable.
Very favorable. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. So what about Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. All right. Thank you. So if if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I would vote for the Democratic candidate.
100%, or would you lean towards voting for them?
100%.
100%. All right. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote for? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican.
Oh yeah, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, 100%, or would you lean towards voting for him?
100%.
100%, Joe Biden. All right. So, and if the election for Senate were held today, and the candidates were Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for who would you vote for?
Sherrod Brown, 1,000%. He's been great.
Sherrod Brown. All right. Yeah. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote for? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
I would vote for Marcy Kaptur.
100%?
100%, yeah.
100%. All right. Thank you. So would you say there's, like, a chance or no chance that you would vote for Republican Derek Marin?
No chance. Not for him.
No chance. All right. Understandable. So now I'm going to read you one statement that some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. And if this statement, for this kind of part, if you could tell me if this statement makes you either want to support her much less likely, somewhat less likely, does it make no difference? Would it make you want to support her more likely, or do you think the statement is just simply not true? So the statement is, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America.
I would say that statement is not true.
Not true? All right. Yes. Thank you. So now I'm going to do like the opposite, and I'm going to read you statements about Republican Derek Marin. And again, same dynamic. If you, like, if after the statement it would make you want to support him, much less likely, somewhat less likely, does make no difference, more likely, or do you think this is not true? So the first statement is, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving people and children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
Well, I would definitely, that makes me more likely to vote against him.
All right. So would that make you much less likely to support him then?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So the two like lesser categories, just to kind of like retell them, they're much less likely and somewhat less likely for if you want to like know that. So the next one is, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employee sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age.
Yeah, much, much less likely.
All right. In the state legislature, Derek Marin saw extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we may need in Congress are for more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for the people.
I would say that makes no difference. I'm
no
not
difference.
Very big on how nice the person's office is, but I think there's a sentence behind it.
All right. I mean, I'm glad you're thinking outside the box, for sure. So the next one is, Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marin supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in cases of rape or incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments.
Oh, that's much less likely to support him.
All right. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no, and when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from PTSD due to a job to get workers' compensation, Marin voted no on that.
Oh, much less likely.
Much less likely. All right. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill, bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
Oh, yeah, much less likely. And now that actually, yes, I vaguely remember this First Energy thing, and I know I gave a slight favorable Well, just keep that. Never mind. I don't want to change it. It's been several questions ago.
All right.
My memory, though.
All right. Well, no worries. I mean, I can always just put a little footnote that you're like, oh, changing my opinion slightly. But no worries.
Yeah, if you want to, that's fine. It's just there. I mean, I've worked, interned in the energy sector, and they've been all right to me, but I know it's different for everybody, so.
For sure. Understandable. I mean, I'm glad you're sharing kind of like how experiences can affect people's point of views of certain topics.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, I mean, I totally appreciate you, I mean, for being here this far, so.
Thanks. I mean, I like always sharing things because I think it's important that people know why people think certain ways instead of just, I vote X party because that's how I'm raised or something like that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it's always so much better to know than to follow blindly. But, the next question is, based on what you just heard, what would you say is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Meron, or would you consider still voting for him?
The best reason to vote against Derek Meron, I would say, is that he's very in bed with the special interests. He does not really seem to respect workers. He doesn't really seem to want to give them any, you know, health care, medical leave, paid leave. You know, he really wants to cut back on that and raise their retirement age. So I'd say his overall disposition against workers and unions in general would be my biggest reason to vote against him.
All right. So I'm just kind of typing that a little bit. So I did get the whole idea, just typing it out a little bit. So he doesn't want to give workers sick leave, not increased pay. All right, perfect. Thank you for that answer. I like that it's really detailed. Really, truly helps. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. So I just have to ask one last time, and it's totally okay if you haven't changed your mind yet, or if you, like, didn't, period. So if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for? Republican Derek Meron or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
It'd be Marcy Kaptur.
I'm assuming 100%?
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
All right. So what would you say is the primary reason to not vote for Republican Derek Meron?
Well, I think I kind of answered it in the last statement. I just think he doesn't really want to improve the majority of the population. He seems to be very focused on helping the special interests. If he were to get in, he would just vote with all the other Republicans. He wouldn't actually vote for bills that would better fit Northwest Ohio or try to, you know, help people with, say, like, you know, Social Security and things like that, you know, so.
All right. All right. Perfect. All right, perfect. There it is. Thank you again. So we're almost done. We're about 95% of the survey. If I'm correct, I believe there's like about 4 more questions left. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year of schooling, I have was a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's, all right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Independent, Republican, or something else?
I'm an Independent. I'm actually registered as a Republican, but I kind of flip back and forth because I am Independent.
All right. So would you say you're, like, strictly Independent, or do you tend to lean more Democrat or lean more Republican?
I would say I lean more Democratic. Just say that. I don't want to get too technical, but the real answer is on local things, I'm more Republican. On national things, I'm more Democratic. So.
All right. Understandable. Thank you. So how important would you say politics are to your personal identity? Are they, like, very important, somewhat, not too, or not at all important?
I would say they are somewhat important.
Somewhat important. All right. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right. Well, this is a clear survey. So I want to thank you so much for your participation and your time. I truly appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for asking. I appreciate it. You've been very pleasant. Some people try to throw these questions out and they kind of try to insinuate certain things. You've been very unbiased and fair. So thank you very much for doing that.
Thank you.
And you're most welcome for answering everything.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I always do try to make it like, a very pleasant experience. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you guys are doing us a favor by answering these surveys. So, like, you're not forced. You're doing this on your own free will that you want to. So, like, thank you so much for choosing to answer the call and, like, staying on the call.
Oh, yeah. I know most people, I assume, just, like, answer, like, one or two questions and hang up.
For sure.
So, I mean, I know I do the robot survey sometime. I had a few other people call me back when, you know, the attorney generals were running against each other back in, like, last August. But mostly it's been robots.
All right. But, well, I mean, I hope you like that. I was a real person talking to you. But,
well, it was nice. It was good because then I could actually kind of elaborate a little bit.
For sure. All right. Well, and thank you so much for your time again. Hope you have a good rest of your day. And again, thank you.
Thank you. You too.
All right, take care.